Commission has just concluded research, spoke to different stakeholders, voters, and indeed citizens. What has emerged is that there are varied understanding of what e-voting means. To that end, we will be holding the first of consultative processes in Cape Town next week to start to have a country discussion on what e-voting should mean in the context of South Africa and what it is that it should achieve, in order to draw lessons from countries that have successfully done the transition from paper ballots to e-voting. We have invited a number of election management bodies that have successfully done that, but have also invited jurisdictions where they've tried e-voting and have reversed and reverted to manual voting to further understand what are the building blocks for a successful migration to e-voting. So we are thrilled that we are starting this country conversation.
Do you think at the end of the day, and predictions are not easy because you're still going through the process, that in the Republic we might end up with something of a mixed grill? What I mean by that is that some people may have the capacity to vote by e-voting, but perhaps certain people in rural areas may not. So we would have to have a hybrid of systems.
We are acutely aware that technology is never neutral. So it is the wish of the Electoral Commission that whatever decision the country takes, if the country decides to go to e-voting, the type of technology that we use must be such that it is wall-to-wall and voters have almost the same experience, irrespective of the social milieu from whence they may come. So that is also useful because it also assists us to unpack a country business case to mean, for the context of South Africa, what is best as a way of e-voting that can be rolled out across the country, that straddles the divide between urban and rural, that transcends the limitations of data penetration and internet accessibility, because if you do remote voting, that becomes a reality that in communities where there's no serious penetration of bandwidth and those type of things, those people will be disadvantaged. There are, however, other technologies. For example, if you do a voting stage-based e-voting, that transcends the limitations of access to data, access to broadband, and those type of things.
So when we look at the scenario, when we say e-voting, I think a question in a lot of people's minds, you use the word remote. Does it mean that if, for argument's sake, we use that system, I could sit at home, and if I have electronically registered, etc., and there will be a certain window of time in which I could place my vote while still at home?
Certainly, that's one element of e-voting, but it is not the totality of e-voting. So you could have remote voting, but in a country of huge disparities like ours, e-voting may not be suited. So this is one of the topics that will be traversed at the seminar. In addition, we've also invited key people from the telecoms industry to share with us the penetration and development of telecoms, of technology, and to see at what point the country is likely to have wall-to-wall access to telecoms, so that once we make a decision on the choice of technology, that decision is such that it transcends those limitations in society and it doesn't widen them.
Of course, just thinking while you were talking, one of the first things that comes to my mind is that if, again, for argument's sake, we had e-voting in the country, I think a lot more people would vote, because voting nowadays does require a physical commitment. I'll put it that way. You have to either catch a taxi, take a long walk, drive a car, catch a bus, or whatever the case may be, to get to a voting station, then stand in the queue, then cast your vote, then find your way home again. So it's quite a process, but if it was done at the click of a mouse, I've just got the gut feeling that in years where we have 55% voting percentages, that could go up as high as 70% if it's much easier to vote.
Except that that will be true for people who already are tuned to that life, people who have data, people who have access to broadband. For the significant size of the population where people still live in underdeveloped circumstances, it would not result in greater participation. So that's why we're saying the choice of technology must be such that it does not disproportionately increase the participation of certain sectors of the population to adversely affect other people who may, with no fault to themselves, not have access readily to those mechanisms that facilitate remote voting. So there are other options of a station-based voting that could also use electronics. But we accept that in instances where there is remote voting, literature may suggest that there is a discernible increase in the rate of participation.
Do you think, at the very least, you know, we could sort of shake up the system quite a lot if even at the point of voting, at the various centres where people go to, if that arena or area was stepped up with the use of more technology, that it might ensure that we don't have queues standing for as long as they did? The last elections that we had where people had the patience to stand in a queue for 6 hours sometimes.
The use of technology must result in convenience for the voter. So indeed, if we introduce technology, that must be one of the things that it helps us to resolve. The efficiency and the convenience that we give to the voter, the experience, improved experience that the voter has having left the voting station, indeed, that should be one of the things that technology should assist us with.
And finally, these seminars, are they open to the public? And if they are, how do I find out about them?
The seminar for now is only to a select group of people who have been pre-identified and invited. However, people may be able to follow those on our social media channels to get streaming of those channels. Beyond the launch in Cape Town next week, we will have more localized seminars at which people will have an opportunity to participate. If people maybe follow our social media pages, we will advertise localized seminars beyond the Cape Town initiative.
Masego Shaburi, Deputy Chief Electoral Officer of the IEC, thank you for joining us and good luck with the whole e-voting scenario.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.